Questions for Sweens?
Where do you see Nick fitting in here?
Well, I think that we've been pretty obvious in the fact that we'd like to improve our left side depth overall. Very happy with the players and the way they've played, in particular Matt Grzelcyk, and how he's come up and integrated into our group. You know, we were on our 10th defenseman last year when we got into the playoffs, so if we're fortunate enough to get back in there now this year, then I think we needed to address it. You know, Robbie O'Gara has played game for us, and, you know, it's a tough thing for us to do in terms of prospect side of things. I think the world of him as a person, you know, first and foremost, and a player, and I wish him luck and the opportunity that he'll have in New York. So it's difficult to make these decisions, but, again, trying to address the needs of the hockey club where they are today.
Where would you see Nick fitting in your lineup?
Well, again, he's left side depth for us, and, you know, he's played power play. He played a little more of a shutdown role with McDonough this year. So, again, we're going to incorporate him into our lineup and see where we go, as well as how well the guys are playing here. And I think you have to acknowledge the need for the depth in particular.
You feel you jumped in before, several days before the deadline. I mean, if he's still out there on the weekend, then it was more of a scramble for lots of teams.
You know, it's impossible to predict that. I just think it's an area that we identified that we'd like to add to our group, and we were able to do something.
How important was it that he could play the style that Bruce Cassidy and your team likes to play?
Well, you hope that everybody comes in. You don't know because you don't have the knowledge. He hasn't grown up through your system, so to speak. But, you know, he's played power play, moves pucks. He's a bigger guy. He's played in different roles and situations. You know, you're going to have to get him in and acclimate him. You know, you'd be the guys in the locker room would be the first to tell you that, you know, there's a different expectations, you know, in terms of how we're going to play from where you are in the previous team. And that's just coaching, you know, philosophies.
Don, where's the balance of you guys are playing so well right now, and not to kind of mess with the chemistry too much by bringing in too many players?
Well, if you'd asked me that the other night after Vancouver, I might have a different answer. You know, we got a lot of runway to go, and I think overall our club, you know, trying to prepare every day for the game that's in front of them and not look too far other than the opponent. And they've done a very good job of that overall. They regrouped very well yesterday to play a dangerous team and a tough opponent in Calgary. And we got the result that we were looking for in a much better fashion as to how we wanted to play. So I think this group has done a good job of not looking too far ahead other than the Edmonton Oilers tonight.
You mentioned you wanted to get some lefty depth. Is there another area that you'd like to improve? Do you feel you need another forward?
You know, we're going to continue to look at the marketplace and see where guys may fit in and who's available, and continue the calls that happen a lot more frequently this time of the year and see where it goes. Our club has played well. But as I said, we got a long way to go. We got a tough march in front of us. But we got February that we got to deal with, and we're only concerned about tonight's game and where we go. But I'll continue to gauge the marketplace. It's expensive, I can tell you that.
Had you not lived through that experience last spring with so many guys getting hurt back there, would you have felt this urgency this time around?
No, I still felt we needed to bring it on. Going through it last year probably helped in that regard, and we had discussed it internally. Very pleasantly surprised in terms of how Grizzy's come in and fit in very well, and to his credit, you know, to the credit of the team to put him in there and Bruce and Kevin them to trust him, but he's responded and he's a big part of our group.
How should he read this, Grizz?
Shouldn't read it at all. He's playing tonight, and that's what he should be worried about, and nobody should be looking over their shoulder. I think he just realized that you know, how imperative it is to have to be a deep team. We've said it all along. Start of the year, we want to be a deeper, more talented team, and Grizzy's a big part of that.
Nick joined you in Toronto? Is that the plan?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, immigration stuff and travel things, but hopefully that's the plan.
How impressive have you been with what Ryan's done over at the Olympics the last couple of games?
Yeah, very impressive. You know, offensively, I don't think we had much doubt that he could shoot the puck and be put in offensive situations and likely score, which he has done so. So it's been great for him. You know, watching Teddy and Janine on TV and celebrating that, you know, it's great to see. It's great for our hockey club and the plans that we have for him going forward. But, you know, he's got some business to try and take care of as he goes through. It's a hell of an experience for him.
Any chance that – has there been any discussion with –
Ryan's in the moment of playing in the Olympics, so I think that's where we'll leave that. You know, we're excited about the future of him being a Boston Bruin, and hopefully he feels the exact same way.
Iggy skating in Providence this morning?
Yeah, Jerome had reached out. He had had some stuff this summer that he was coming back from and wanted to see where he was to skate with a team. And Jay and Ferg had felt okay with him jumping on the ice with the guys. So that's where that's at. That's just really just for Iggy.
Would you still be motivated for another deal on defense, or does this close that out?
You know, I'm just going to continue to look and listen and see what's available, Kevin. It'll come right down to the deadline with some of the guys that have been talked about by you guys and speculated about. So, you know, my conversations are private and they'll remain that way.
Good. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.